Okay, thank you, Jamie, for joining me today. I'd love to talk to you about how can we help others develop leadership skills. And we want to keep this pretty informal, but I would love to kind of follow a particular rhythm of how we talk about it. So I want to start following a pattern of talking about why a certain skill is important, what that skill means, and then how could someone develop that skill if they wanted to. So in today's session around leadership skills, let's start talking about, from your experience, from my experience, why do we think leadership skills is important?
I mean, it's a good question, and I think it's a very broad question with various flavors of answers that can be given. For me, and I think it'll be unique to each person, but for myself, just from over the years, what I've seen is good leadership can drive a company and have its people, have the company grow and the people grow with the company, right?
Okay.
I think it's important for a good leader to inspire and not just make people perspire, right?
Right.
I think vision is a very big thing that leadership needs to be able to dial in on, right, with the people and give them direction at a high level, right?
I think also leadership skill is something that I think we're asking folks to develop at a very early age already, even if you're talking about applying to college. Top colleges like Harvard, Princeton, Stanford are all looking for leadership skills already. Why? Because they're trying to develop the future leaders of the world, and they want to be the ones that are helping groom those leaders.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And I think it's not, schools like that, they don't develop workers. They develop leaders, right?
Right.
And they develop a network of leaders.
So in my mind, leadership skills is not only important when you're in the leadership position, it's actually already important at a young age. As early as you can develop leadership skills, it's good for your own career. It's good for your ability to sell yourself to starting with college, but also to your first job, to your future, any jobs. And leadership skills is something that I've heard this definition before. It's about leading yourself before leading the team and then leading the business.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is that leadership goes beyond work and skills, right? I think leadership is something of a person's personality, and it becomes a part of their personality. Mm-hmm. I think leadership skills can be specifically for work or to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish, if that makes sense. Because I don't think one can live without the other, meaning I don't think you can build on leadership skills if you don't have that leadership in your, as a part of your personality or your quality, because those are values, principles that you follow, in my opinion, right? And the values you have are going to transmit to the people you want to influence.
So let's say, in summary, if there were a couple reasons why a professional should and, develop their leadership skills, what would you say are the top three reasons why?
Oh, the reasons why?
Why they should develop leadership skills.
It's interesting. I think leadership skills, and it's a good question, but and this is something I didn't realize early on in my career, is that, and it was a big mistake in my opinion, was leadership is not just leadership managing, people under you. Mm-hmm. I think leadership is also upwards, and communicating upwards well and understanding the importance of doing that, because that also, I believe, being able to manage upwards well, even if you're at the top rung of the ladder, will be able to, there will always be, as long as you're working, there will always be one more person above you.
Yeah, even the CEO has customers and stakeholders as...
Well, he has the board.
Yeah.
Right?
As people that he needs to manage.
Correct. And that to me if you can manage upwards and show that leadership, mm-hmm. That's definitely some skill sets and qualities that are rare, in my opinion. Mm. Right? Mm. I mean, the people who can do it right. I've often heard that Meg Whitman was a good
leader,
CEO, mm-hmm. that could manage the board very well. Mm. It's those types of things, right? And yeah. I mean, it's not a wonder she became what she became.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of value, and you know, one of the big reasons why is if you're going to steer a company into success, you need to influence people,
right.
both downwards and upwards,
right?
Right, and horizontally, every which way.
Yeah, but I think also it doesn't, you don't necessarily need to just think about leadership skills when you're at that senior level. Some of the reasons
for developing
leadership skills, I think there are three reasons. One,
I think it should be as early as possible.
As early as possible,
yeah.
Right. One is it gives you control over your own career. Because when you lead yourself, what that means to me is you're being proactive about where you're going, how you're managing, you know, your job and others' perceptions of your job. The more you are leading yourself, you can have the freedom and control to like manage your own career. I think the second thing that's great about leadership is that it is a skill where you initiate new ideas and you create something, contribute something new to the world. So making an impact into the world absolutely requires leadership skills, because somebody has to be the first to say something that says, hey, let's do this. And that's that ability to say those things and have a group of people work together to achieve something is how we contribute to the world. I think lastly, leading, it isn't about a title. I think I've read the quote that a manager has the title, or boss has the title, but a leader has the people. Because you can lead, and you may be an individual contributor, but if you have a good idea and you want to facilitate excitement, there's a lot of rewards in doing that just on its own, where you can inspire a group of people to believe what you believe. You can inspire your manager to believe in your skills. You can inspire a coworker to help you on a side project. So it can make your work life a lot more meaningful overall. And so for me, I think leadership skills is one of those, like you said, it's the earliest you can develop, the better. And it's almost something very hard, I would say, that's not exactly taught in any school, but every single school looks for it in its candidacy and always is one of the key things that they say they want to develop.
Yeah, I'd say I completely agree with those three, and I'd say the fourth is leadership by example influences people.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think that's part of where the values and the principles of that one, of the individual, come out, right?
Okay.
Because by example, it will just by nature be seen by people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I completely agree that I don't think they teach it in schools and even in at work, right? They won't teach that because I believe it's a different purpose. They're weeding out who will be the leader. Meaning, like, who actually, the cream rises to the crop. So, I mean, to the top. And
based on what you demonstrate.
Exactly.
It's
so
it's a little bit of results-oriented versus...
Correct. So then the question now becomes, well, if I don't know it and I don't attend these top schools, not that those top schools mean... And actually, those top schools don't teach you leadership in a way. They actually have culled all the applicants... to
already,
see who would be the most qualified.
Had those qualities.
Correct.
Right.
Right. Fitting a persona. So what happens to the millions of other people who are attending not those top schools?
Right.
Like myself. Yeah. We're seen as workers, yeah. Right? And the thing is you have to learn how to be a leader.
How to demonstrate that you got leadership.
The challenge is you don't necessarily know what that actually means. Like,
right.
I didn't know what that meant at all. And quite frankly, I'm still learning it.